Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
She's the girl next door, and tonight she's the girl next to us. We're talking with Stephanie Holman about the Real Housewives of Dallas pre-reunion special right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin, folks. We're here sitting next to Stephanie Holman from the Real Housewives of Dallas. Welcome to LA. Welcome to AfterBuzz.
Thank you. I'm excited. This is fun.
We're so excited to have you. It's about time to get a Real Housewife in the studio talking about the show.
Yes, I'm excited.
Exactly. We've had some of your co-stars either call in or come in, so it's good to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm your host tonight, Grant Rutter, and sitting next to me,
it's DJ Richie Scott.
And we know that Stephanie's here, so let's start talking with her and let's get into a little bit about the show. And I would also want to take a sneak peek at the reunion coming up. So there's lots to tease and a lot to look at. So we have some questions that were sent in. If you have any questions, you can always tweet me at grants_rants and we'll ask them because the source is in the studio. So let's do it. So I want to ask, first of all, how did all this come to be? And did you have any trepidation in saying yes to letting these cameras in your home?
You know, a girlfriend of mine was approached and recommended Brandy and I to the casting producers. And we were probably the last ones they looked at. It was like 6 weeks and we knew we had the green light from Bravo. So it was really fast. And my only reservations were, you know, I have two small boys.
Yeah.
And I did not want them to ever feel like I was choosing something over being their mom.
Yeah.
So, that was my only big reservation.
Thanks. That's awesome. Did you have to, like, a casting type reel or anything like that?
I mean, no. You do, like, a little Skype interview.
Yeah.
You talk to them on the phone. Then it goes to Skype interview. And then there is, they come in and just do another interview that they send. So it's just a lot of interviews. There was there wasn't, for at least maybe the other girls, but for Brandy and I, there was no, like, sizzle reel or anything that they came and filmed this at all.
Interesting. Now, I reported on this show that originally was shot for a show called Ladies of Dallas. Is that correct?
Well, originally it was called How to Make It in Dallas.
Okay.
That was kind of the running title when we were shooting, and then Ladies, and then Real Housewives.
Okay, got it. So is it true that you learned the name of the show on the set of the opening titles?
We learned the night before. We got a call about 9 o'clock the night before, and they told us it was Housewives about 4 months after we finished wrapping.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
So was your reaction different after you learned that? Like, did you feel like, oh my God, like, was it...
You know, it was... I was shocked. It was exciting because it's a strong franchise, and I'm a big fan of the franchise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was also really grateful because I feel like if I would have known that going in, I would have been different. I would have tried to act more, you know, like Lisa Vanderpump. I would have tried to be somebody I probably wasn't, and not knowing what it was gave me freedom to be myself. And I feel like I would have held back if I knew that from the beginning.
Interesting. Right. That's awesome.
It must be so interesting to go from being a fan to being in this world and being, you know, on the list of the official Housewives. Do you know any of them now? Have you met them personally? What has that been like since you've been in the world?
Oh, my gosh. I've met Dorinda, Jules, Ramona. They're all so nice.
Dorinda's awesome. She followed me on Instagram randomly. I was like, oh, my God, Dorinda, I love you.
She's so nice. And she'll comment occasionally on things. I mean, she's so nice. And then who else? I met Brandy Glanville in the hallway.
How was that?
She's actually nice. She said something about her hearing there's a new Brandy on the show. So she was actually pretty nice. And then she said, they build you up to tear you down. So, I don't know.
Good advice.
Well, so I'm like, oh.
not everybody. Sometimes you have to show out a little bit to be taken down a notch, you know, which she did. So, you know, it's always like,
no,
different for everyone.
What I like is that you said that you were just free to be yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't, even as I watched the season, I never got that you were acting anything out. It felt real. It felt authentic. And so I think for me as a viewer, it resonated more watching you because whether you knew it or not, you had a storyline and we saw you kind of go through different things and kind of come out on a different side of where you started from, I think.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
I can say with 100% certainty that I've changed and probably grown more in this year than I have in my entire life, which is kind of sad. Just because it's the first time in my life I put myself out there.
Yeah.
I've always lived a very sheltered life. I've never fought with girls. And if I didn't get along with somebody, I would just not see them. I would stay away from them. So this is the first time that I actually was forced to be uncomfortable in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn a lot about yourself whenever you do it. And it was hard because I've always tried to be perfect and, you know, like at least make my family proud. And
yeah.
So it was hard to trust myself to go there and be okay with knowing I was probably going to fail a few times.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What's it like with these social events that they plan on the show? Obviously, they can't ask someone to invite someone into their house that they don't want to have there. But, like, you know, is it like a certain obligation to so many that you have to attend? Like, what is it like on that side?
So you have schedules you get every week. So if Marie's throwing a cocktail party, that'll be part of your schedule that you go to. So you kind of know what you're supposed to go to. But when you get there, it's all on you. So everything that happens is organic, really happened. I mean, all the ridiculous poop stuff, I mean, really happened. And I'm not going to lie, the Mad Hatters, it was Brandy and I were supposed to be in Miami, and we were asked to stay. And we were like, okay, if we're going to stay, we're going to make it fun and funny. So, you know, it's kind of something. And that would have been the very boring scene if she wouldn't have worn a poop hat.
It probably would have, actually.
It would have. I mean, just a bunch of people walking around acting, you know, fancy is not fun.
Yeah.
Did they have that Mad Hatter event this year? Because I know this was shot a year ago. So did they have it this year? Was it a little less, you know, was it tame? What was it like? Did you go?
I did not.
No.
I did not go this year. Yeah. What did I have? I had something at the school. I had like muffins for moms or something at the school. So I was not able to go. But some of the other girls went and said it was great. I mean, it's never tame. People wear some ridiculous hats. Like one girl wore like a huge Kermit the Frog on her head one year. So nobody goes normal. My hat was probably the most normal, boring hat that was there.
I can only imagine what must go down. I'm just so curious to see, especially now after last year, if people are trying to amp it up, thinking that maybe cameras are there or whatever. You know how people show out with cameras. Yeah. So, I guess not. What was I going to ask you? Oh, yes. In the beginning of this season, you spoke of just kind of Leanne and like what you have heard about her around town. What was your relationship like before you did the show? Like, what did you just know of her? Did you have a personal relationship with Leanne?
You know, my husband produced a show that she was in before I even knew her, and called Rain. So I had met her just through him a few times. And she was always like the very loud person in the room, and she was very aggressive personality, which is fine. As long as you're nice to me, I don't care. Mm-hmm. And then whenever she found out we were on the show, Brandy and things happened, but I feel like she was trying to manipulate us to not, you know, to be nice to her or to watch out with her.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's kind of what happened with Brandy in the beginning as conversations were had off screen. And then that's why she said to Leanne at Marie's party, and I had no idea she was going to do that. I literally almost crap myself sitting there. It was so uncomfortable. But just things were happening around because I feel like Leanne was trying to control the cast. Like, I think she likes to be the leader, and if she's not the leader, she doesn't know what to do with herself because she's used to being like the alpha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that scene kind of came out of the blue, I think.
No,
For the viewer, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, she just kind of went off on her.
Especially and, for you. Yeah.
And you were just kind of like, is this really happening?
Yes. I mean, I did not want to fight over stupid things. Right. I mean, I really, the only time that I really feel like I said something and I do not regret it was at my lake house whenever Marie was threatened. And just because it was so inappropriate, it was so verbally abusive, scared the crap out of me. And I felt like as somebody that owned the home, that was my responsibility to say something.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
And when you bring it in my house, you make me part of the problem and part of the solution. Yeah. Unfortunately,
that was the best line of that episode. When you're like, "Well, you made it my business because you brought it into my house." Yeah. It's true.
No,
you can't do that.
Actually, you said, "Don't bring it into my house." Yes, no. I was like, "Oh my god, yes!" Oh, yeah. Because I felt like, to me, that was a pivotal moment in the season for you, mm-hmm. because it was, you know, I think before it was almost like, I'm gonna stay away from this, yeah. you know, and at that moment you were like, no, it felt like you put your foot down and you had just had enough and you didn't care anymore.
No.
I really respected you at that point. I was like, oh my god, yes!
Thank you. Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like everybody has that though in life, whenever yeah. you just, like, you know, I did not care about the sharing the story stuff. Share away. I don't, you know, like, yeah. I really didn't care about that. I've heard it a million, you know, she shares it a lot and I've heard it and it's fine and that's her thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about the poop hat because I thought it was funny. It wasn't hurting anybody. It wasn't like Leanne was chairing the event.
Right.
But when somebody's, and I didn't care about the text messages because they're stupid text messages. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And they had nothing to do with me, but I did, yeah. and I applaud her for pooping in a basket because God knows I love a good poop story.
That's true.
That's a way to be my friend, not my enemy. but the threatening somebody and breaking glass and making it to where we were like almost about to call 911 was very inappropriate. And that's literally kind of what made me change my mind on the girls and that dynamic of the three of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What was your take on that whole situation, that whole story? Did it? Because I almost got the sense that nobody really looked at Marie and said, "Are you telling this story to people? You know, and is this why she's so angry? Or were you just kind of like over it all? Like, how did you feel about that whole thing?"
I mean, when Taylor approached us, I mean, Brandy and I thought it was funny, and I was like, I mean, he had to know we love a good poop story, because most people don't say that in a conversation. And then I'll tell you the complete truth, true story, because I feel like, you know, if it's not truthful, then why come on here and say something? But so Taylor said that to Brandy and I, and of course that was funny. And then we go over to Tiffany and talk about it. And I think Tiffany thought he told us the entire story. So she's the one that said that Leanne pooped in a bag. And then, but, you know, things get left out sometimes on TV. So it was both of them, but I do think Marie probably said something about her pooping her pants, but the bag came from Tiffany because I think she thought it was a bag, not like, I think she thought he told us the bag story, if that makes sense.
Because I remember Brandy saying,
I don't think she did
saying,
it to be mean at all.
I remember one of you guys writing in your blogs that Tiffany had already told you the story.
Yes.
I think the viewers, I mean, as a viewer, I was kind of like, what? I didn't see that. So
it got, you know, things get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, gotcha. But I don't think she did it to be malicious or mean. I think she thought that
she already knew. You already knew.
And also, it's such a silly story.
Yeah.
Like, why not? I mean, yeah. I mean, just laugh at yourself.
I mean, it literally, yeah. I mean, no pun intended, it exploded.
And it was just like, it was crazy.
Like, what?
Yeah. It was crazy, but it's very sad that these three women are not friends because of something that silly. Because in my opinion, it's so silly.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true. But I just don't think Leanne can get past the just how Marie has changed with the cameras being around. There's just too much of a dynamic there. Marie called into our show. She said that she still loves Leanne, but Leanne said there's not a snowball's chance in hell that she would ever get back involved.
Well, I mean, if it's an unhealthy relationship, which I feel like it is on both ends for those girls, they should just move on, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think? I think there's so much hurt and...
There does seem like a lot of hurt and anger in that situation.
Yeah, especially when you have a long, long-term friendship like that. It's hard to come back when you really trust someone and you've got so much. Yeah. Hmm. Well, speaking of long-term friendships, we know that you definitely have one with Brandy, and it was enjoyable throughout the whole season to watch. Now, we reported there's a rumor that Brandy wasn't happy with how she appeared on the show. What do you think of how you appear on the show? And, you know, do you have any regrets or, you know, how do you feel about your portrayal? And no shade, I'm just curious.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everything that was on the show I did, so I feel like you have to own stuff, right? Yeah. Was I really goofy a lot? Yes. But am I really goofy when no cameras are around? Yes. You know, I wish I would have maybe not made my husband film as much because he was going through, he filmed such long hours and I feel like I put a lot of pressure on him. Mm. Because he would literally sometimes fly from working, like, you know, a week straight, fly home, and then just come straight to the airport to the living room to do a scene. And I feel like I should have protected him more and just gave him more space, you know, time to actually not, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I put a full-time job on top of a more than full-time job on him.
He never, to his credit, though, he never seemed irritable on camera, though. No.
Like, but I could tell that he was just exhausted. Like, he was so tired whenever we were doing it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so you mentioned, like, flying in for a scene. So, like, that's something that's on the schedule, I assume, of just production and,
you know. Or they would just, you know, he does travel a lot and work a lot. So they would be like, when is he in? And he he may be in for, like, one night. Mm-hmm. Before he has to go to meetings, so then they would take that one night and just try to, you know, fill it up.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else can we say here? I want to talk a little about the reunion. I think I have some questions.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about the... Can I ask about the list?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Talk about the list.
We were talking about the list here. Before you got here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This was my interpretation, and you tell me if I'm correct.
Okay.
So, at the beginning of the season, we were all kind of like, oh my god, he gives her list. And then, the episode where you guys were planning the party, the impression that I got is that he's just very organized.
He's super type A organized.
And it's almost kind of like, you're like, I don't need your organization. Mm-hmm. Like, I have my organization.
Yeah.
Is that what we saw? Like...
Yes.
Okay.
So, what it is, I mean, he makes himself a list every day.
Yeah.
And he feels like his method... is just the way to go in life. And I don't like that because I am not that way. Like, I fly by the seat of my pants, which is probably not good. But it works for me. Like, I like to get things done.
But it creates a balance, though.
It does. It does. But I will never be like him. And I feel like he just needs to respect that. Like,
you're like, I'm not having
get it done.
Don't
eventually.
Wait for me with these lists.
Yeah. It may take a few weeks, but it will get done. I do not need him hounding me about it.
Well, as it refers to, like, the edits, I feel like you got the best edit of anybody this season.
Thank you. Trust me,
I do.
Yeah.
You came out kind of like the unsung hero of the show, so congrats to you for that.
Yes. Thank you.
And you looked amazing in that birthday cake scene, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you looked so
good. I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, who brought that cake in? Did you coordinate that? Was that for production? I'm just so curious.
I had some help for them, like, helping me bring it in.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do something... at a restaurant. It's just not my personality. I'm a little too shy for that.
You.
And then also, like, nobody wants to see my booty. All my friends, they do not want to see
it. That's a private thing.
I am not
going to
do that. That is, like, I mean, that's insane. So I'm just going to do it at my house. And it was nice. They were really nice about it. Because, you know, a lot of the camera guys are married, and I didn't want to be disrespectful to their wives. So they had, like, some girls come in because, I don't know, I feel like when... you know, you have camera people that are lent to you and they have families. You have to be respectful of their families. And I wouldn't want
sweet of you to think like that.
Oh my God, please stay this person. I'm like, please.
That's why I see usually only hear about these housewives that have done it for so long that are so impossible to work with. This is like at the ground level. It's perfect. Stay like this.
Thank
this is great.
You.
We respect it totally. I need to talk about the reunion.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there's been this clip, a preview clip of what's coming up next week with Carrie and Leanne going back and forth. It looked rough. Now, what was your strategy going into this reunion? Did you have one? Or did you just say, let's see what happens?
You know, I didn't. Yeah, I see reunions where people bring, like, literally their Inspector Gadget, and they bring, like, a whole briefcase full of documents, and I'm like, that's just not me. I feel like, say it from your heart, I do not need to, I'm not, like, a lawyer, I'm not trying to prove a case here, just saying my feelings. And, you know, Travis and I do therapy, so I'm pretty good at saying my feelings. I felt like I'd been practicing for about a year. So, I don't know, I just wanted to go in and state my truth. And whether you agree with it, and I feel like that's what everyone needs to do, whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what happened. I felt like it was group therapy that needed to happen, and it was very dysfunctional group therapy. But, I mean, I think a lot of things were left unsaid while we were filming. Well, just while we were
during
filming.
During
the filming process, things were left unsaid. Feelings were getting hurt.
Yeah.
Nothing was getting resolved. So... I actually felt better after the reunion, which is really weird.
Really? How long was it?
We were there for about 8 hours, I think.
Okay.
Wow. And is it one part reunion special?
I think it's a long one, yes.
Okay.
Like
a super
and a half,
size
maybe?
Or something.
Like
Yeah. So where was the shot and what was it like to be on the set of one of these reunions? I'm so curious.
Were you stressed?
oh my gosh, yes, you do know me. I was like, you can never take back what you say.
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
With Brandon, I mean, it makes me nervous because, I don't know, words have power. I mean, I've remember being a young girl and somebody saying hurtful things to me, and it still sticks with me. I mean, from when I'm like 7 years old. So yeah.
I'm kind of the same way.
You know, you have to be careful.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I think people aren't. I think people just get in the moment and say things.
And say, well, I'm not that person. Yeah. Like, I have to think about everything I say. Did you feel like that morning, how did you feel before like sitting on the couch?
I mean, I was so stressed out that whole week. Oh, yeah. I mean, and unfortunately I'm a stress eater. So I was really worried that I wouldn't be able to fit into my dress. I'm like, crap. I've eaten everything. And then I was nervous that it would get really hostile.
Yeah.
I did not want to go to that place. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just...
Well, there were plenty of wild cards sitting around. Yeah, I don't blame you, exactly. For being a little on edge. Yeah. So what was it like on that set? Like, what was it set? It was in New York, was it?
It was in New York. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The set was beautiful. I mean, Andy Cohen's so nice. So he always makes you feel, at home. But there was a lot of tension. I mean, really? I had lunch in my dressing room.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah, I just didn't. I just felt like
you needed to get away.
I felt like I couldn't. I didn't want any manipulation to happen. I wanted to be truthful and speak my truth. And I didn't want to feel like I was being pressured or manipulated or anything. So Brandy and I sat in the dressing room and had lunch. I wanted to leave feeling like there was nothing that I didn't want to say or. You know, does it make sense?
Yes.
Are you guys allowed to drink during the reunion? I feel like some people do and some people don't.
You know, they brought some wine out. I had maybe like one or two glasses, but I feel like...
It didn't affect you.
No, I mean, they're like teeny tiny glasses, too.
That's what I would do, just to have one. Yeah. Just to have just, it, but...
I think I would need a shot beforehand. Like,
no, I mean, if they had...
Before we started and then after lunch.
I'm a control freak. I'm a control freak, though. I would need to know everything that's coming out of my mouth. Like, I would need to be in control in that situation.
No, I would not talk if I were tipsy. One time, they didn't show up, but I got real drunk at Carrie's house. I mean, so, Brandy, I think we were all so drunk. I'm surprised they didn't show it. And I could not talk. I mean, like, I was like a chipmunk. So I was so worried. I was like, oh, please don't have that on there. Please don't have that on there. I was so... And that taught me a lesson. I'm like, I cannot handle it. I mean, like, my words don't come out. I can't make a coherent sentence. I tried to say something, and then I didn't know what I was saying.
So do they kind of like... And I don't know if you can even answer this question. Do they encourage you guys to drink while you're filming? Because I feel like sometimes when people drink...
Some shows,
I feel like sometimes they do, and I feel like that encourages... That not encourages, but it... frees people to act in certain ways. You know what I mean?
You know, especially when you're like on these trips, you know, like when you guys were at the lake house, things like that, you know, sometimes.
At the lake house, I was pretty sober because I just had a feeling something bad was going to happen.
Oh, that's a terrible
feeling. So I was pretty sober. Mm-hmm. Leanne, Tiffany, and Brandy drank, but Carrie, Courtney, and I all went and took a nap whenever we first got there.
Okay.
So I wasn't very, but it's honestly really funny to be sober when, you know, your best friend's drunk. She cracks me up. And there was a point where I was like, I really need to get there, but I knew that there no amount of alcohol could get me where she was. So I decided to stay sober.
It's like me with a lot of my friends. Sometimes I start too late and it's like, forget it.
Yeah, it's like you just can't catch up.
Yep.
There's no way.
I can relate. So true. Let's talk a little bit more about the reunion, and is there anything you can tease for us that we haven't seen yet? You know, just to give a little people a little something to get excited about.
I will say, you did see the Carrie and Leanne part. It was heated. Mm-hmm. But another really heated part is Marie and Tiffany. Mm. Not even Marie and Leanne, which was kind of surprising to me.
Interesting.
But Marie and Tiffany.
Interesting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no love lost between those two.
No, it was uncomfortable.
Were there any other walk-offs? I think in one of the clips we saw Carrie walk off.
I want to say...
I love a walk-off, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's a staple. It's a staple in the reunion.
She looked good walking off. She did a good job. I think she's the only one.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's always a... I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing when everybody stays seated.
I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking that while I was seated. I was like, should I walk off? I'm like, Carrie, steal my thunder.
Any tears?
I know. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
Waterworks.
8 hours. I can imagine all the emotions. And, you know, so what did you do when you left? Like, what, you're in New York. Like, how do you come down from that?
Did you all get together afterwards or just kind of disperse?
No. Well, Carrie and Mark were together. So they went and, you know, had dinner. And then Tiffany and Liam went and had dinner. And then Brandy and I went and had a date night.
It's so funny because that is very typical of what we've seen most of the season.
Yes.
True.
Is you and Brandy, Tiffany and Leanne, Carrie and Mark.
Mark is the sixth housewife.
Definitely,
he really is.
Definitely. I agree. That's great. We have a few fan questions. People have some fun questions for you. Brandon Romano from New York City, good friend of mine, he said that you killed it this season and that you're a great addition to the show and to the franchise. And he asks that if there's a season two, if you would consider coming back.
Thank you for the kind words, Brandon. You know, season two, it's a family decision. I mean, I'd have to talk to Travis because what I do now affects my husband and my children. And I mean, I would say I would never come back without Brandy because I feel like part of the reason that it was pretty much the only reason it was a lot of fun at the time were those scenes that I filmed with her.
Yeah.
I did not like group scenes at all. Like, I literally was like, do I have to go? I would try to fake sick and they'd still make me go. but I loved filming with Brandy because it was always fun. And some of my favorite moments of the show are just her and I.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like the moment with Gail and Oprah and the two of you because I loved that. That was fun. My mom has a mannequin that she dresses up and does all crazy things with. So it's just in the window with lights and displayed. So, like, I can relate. I know what you're doing.
Thank you. I love, you know, Oprah fell over shortly after the episode. So she's not there anymore.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, if you want me to bring her here.
Oh, souvenir.
You guys can have her, yes.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I took Gail with her because I'm like, they have to be together.
Not gonna lie, we were like, what are these figures? We didn't get it because it just didn't blend in. But I was like, you know what, like the overall style of your home. Yes. But once you knew how to have fun with it. You know what I mean?
I missed the part where I realized that they were statues. So when you said Oprah and Gail, I was like, oh my God, she's so rich. Like, she is just hanging with Oprah and Gail. And I'm like, oh my God.
No, I wish.
I loved that.
Pardon me. Oh my gosh.
Kenny from LA says that you are also his favorite, and he asks if you go into season two, if you would consider cutting back on the poop talk.
Yes, definitely, because I got so much. Yes, everyone's like, please stop talking about poop. I will cut back on the poop talk. I may say poop like once or twice. That's it. Just
because. But you know, everyone's favorite insult was, you are so full of S-H-I-Z.
Yes.
it was like every episode somebody said it. I was like, oh my God.
Well, both my boys are now potty trained. So I'm not wiping asses anymore, so I will cut that.
Okay. It's a theme of the show. I mean, it was a main storyline. It was a prop at the Mad Hatter's. Like, it's in the fabric of Real Housewives of Dallas.
It's so ridiculous. It is so, I mean, literally, it is a shit show.
All right, what else? Fern Ronay, who is here at AfterBuzz, and she's guest on our panel. She loves the show, too. And she was curious how your conservative parents and family may have reacted to the show.
You know, my family has been so supportive, so kind. My mom, literally the day of the reunion, my parents and my grandparents, they all took off work and, like, had a prayer group for me. Oh, I swear. They're so cute. And, you know, I'm from a religious family, but I'm also from a very kind, religious, non-judgmental family.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they accept everybody. They love everybody. I mean, it's not like... Great. I feel like sometimes people think Pentecostal and they think very...
Yeah.
Like, they live their life the way they want to, which is, you know, very guarded. Yeah. And, you know, they don't drink or anything. But they appreciate the fact that I'm my own person.
Yeah.
And
that's
awesome. They love me through it. They're very... I mean, my grandpa works at Walmart, and I went and saw him this past weekend, and he was, like, telling me how, you know, he has everyone at the small-town Walmart watching this show, and he's like, your viewership's going to go up so much because I have everybody from Walmart watching. I'm like, thanks.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I mean, he's just cute. I mean, it's just... They just, I think you just have to love family for who they are.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I mean, I read that interview where, you know, you said a lot of wanting to do the show was to be able to help your grandparents. I mean, you're such a beautiful person to do that. I mean, that is, I don't think any housewife has had that motivation to want to do reality TV.
No, it's, you know, Travis does well, but it's always awkward to be like, babe, can we support my grandparents?
Yeah.
So a lot of the money I made off the show I bought them a car this year. I paid off some of their debt. I just want them to have an easier life. And if I do season two, same thing. I mean, I feel like, you know, whenever you're blessed, you should bless others.
Yeah.
We need more of that in the world. We need more of that. That's so beautiful. I love that. We really need more of that. Practice follower.
Thank you.
We need that. Fern Renee also asks, do your kids know that they're on TV? And have you had any backlash with any of the moms at school? What's that been like?
No, the parents at school, some of the parents call me R-H-O-D. They're so nice. My kid, I mean, the school, the principal's so nice. There's been no backlash. I feel like I may have even more people come to my kids' birthday parties this year than last year. They've just been really cool. And I feel like they try to get to know me more now because I'm kind of shy when you first get to know me. So I feel like I was always that soccer mom that would say stuff, but I would never really go and really get to know them. And now they kind of, it's easier for some reason because I feel like they feel like they know me from the show.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So I haven't had a lot of, I mean, not backlash at all. Even my husband's family, you know, they were like, I don't know if you should do this in the beginning, but even they're like, you know, you're yourself and that's all you can ask for.
So do your kids know that they're on the show?
I don't let them watch the show because I feel like it's not healthy for a 4 and 6 year old to watch any housewife show.
That is true.
right?
Especially with some of the stuff that happens.
Yeah, I didn't want like them to see somebody yelling at their mom or, you know, fights. Mm. I want them to think that friends are respectful and kind to each other. And I don't want to teach and preach kindness if, you know, and then show them another side of, you know, life when they're so young. Yeah. But sometimes, like, if there's a really cute scene with them, I'll let them watch that one little scene because we get the episodes 4 days in advance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they know they're on the show, but they know they're on TV somewhere, but I don't want them to think it's a big deal because it's not. And their friends never bring it up. They're not made fun of at school about it, which is so nice.
That's great.
Did you ever, since you get the episodes in advance, did you ever have a moment where you looked at an episode and thought, oh my God, no. I do not want that. Why are they putting this on?
That would be me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, after episode one, people were like, stop with the poops talk. And then I'm like, I call Brandon, I'm like, oh no, episode two is even worse.
Episode two is even poopier. Like,
can we redo this episode? Like, I had some poop heart attack after episode one. So I'm like, oh no. And I knew episode two, she wore the poop hat. And then also whenever, you know, the strip club scene, like I had a panic attack for Brandy because.
Really?
Just because.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I did not know. You never know. Yeah. I mean, people on Twitter get mad at you for the craziest stuff and I just did not want her to be bashed for it.
Yeah.
So I was just worried about what people would say to her because I didn't want her to get some, you know, any bad or negative
comments. She seems to take it all in stride though. Like, I don't feel like she takes herself or things too seriously.
She doesn't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what I love about Brandy is she's an open book. I think out of probably everybody, she really put her life out there.
But that makes for really, I mean, not that she had to try, but it makes for good television when someone is so open.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
People like that because we want a story to root for.
Exactly. And I feel like with her marriage, with her brother, everything, you know, I think she's one of the bravest women I've ever met. And I respect her so much for showing that, you know, like PTSD, that was a huge thing for her to share with her brother, and she didn't have to. But I think that it speaks to a lot of people who are going through the same thing. And then with her marriage, I mean, I will say I've had issues in my marriage with Travis where, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so hard with kids. And I feel like it was brave of her to put it out there and not try to hide and, you know, play perfection when it wasn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, she was very brave. I mean, for never having been on a reality show, season one, like, she put out her life.
She
really did. And I totally respect that. One last question. Justin Heath, loyal housewife viewer. He's in L.A. right now. And his question is, when watching yourself back on the show, did it reveal anything to you that you didn't really know about yourself or your behavior or anything like that?
I did not know I laughed so much. Until I watched it, I was like, oh, crap. And what else? I always knew I talked really fast. And then, you know, I'm so uncomfortable with conflict. It kind of bothered me in the beginning because I did not really have – I felt like I did not realize how uncomfortable I was and how much I did not stick up for myself or say what I felt in the beginning until I watched the first few episodes.
Yeah.
And it made me appreciate the journey because I felt like if I hadn't taken that journey, I would have never been able to stand up, you know, in the episode at Austin.
Yeah.
If I hadn't have had all those uncomfortable moments in the beginning, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
I can see that.
Right.
I can see that. That was definitely a big arc for you, I think, as a viewer watching.
Yeah.
You know, because at first you were kind of like, I can't do this.
No,
that's what it felt like.
It was
and
hard.
Then by the end, you were just like, you're not going to do this in my house. Like, get out of my house. You know what I mean? Like, it felt good. You know what I mean? I felt like cheering that moment, you know?
Thank you.
That was awesome.
No, it's just like going from, I feel like sometimes I try to please everybody but myself in life, and I have in the past. So it was a good thing. And, you know, you have to make sure you're happy and not worry so much about what everyone else thinks of you or not hurting, you know, like everyone's over here hating each other and hurting each other's feelings, and you have to stand up for what's right or have a, you know, speak your voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you absolutely have the tools for season two.
Thank you.
So let's see what happens. Who knows what the future holds for Stephanie Holman, but you can keep up with her online. Stephanie, where can we find you?
Twitter, Steph Holman, Instagram, Steph Holman, and Facebook, Stephanie Holman. Easy breezy.
Very easy. Thank you so much for coming
in.
You're a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
We love everything about you, and we hope to see more of you over on Bravo.
My gosh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was so nice being here.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you.
Richie, where can we find you online?
You can find me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter and on Snapchat.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. For the Real Housewives of Dallas, our pre-reunion special with Stephanie Holman, that'll do it for us here at AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.